The smiling face of Shay Lynch, the 7-year-old boy who died after getting into difficulty in a hotel swimming pool in County Clare on Saturday, is carried on the front of today's Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror. The incident occurred at the Lakeside Hotel and Leisure Centre while Shay was attending a confirmation party there for a family friend. In its tribute to Shay, his school, Scoil Seanán Naofa and Clonlara, describes him as a boy with a bright smile and a kind heart, as well as extending their sympathy to his parents, Tanya and James, and his sister. The Irish Times leads with a story about a criminal investigation which is underway after Gardaí seized a pump-action shotgun which they had originally seized back in 2009. Conor Lally reports that the matter of how the gun found its way back into circulation in the criminal fraternity is of such concern to Gardaí management that Commissioner Drew Harris has sent a report to the Justice Minister and Policing Authority about it. Serious injuries in road crashes are twice official rate. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Independent, which compares hospital data with Garda figures over an 8-year period from 2014 to 2022. For its lead story, the Irish Examiner reports that 22 children are currently missing from state care amid calls for better controls. The Irish Daily Mail leads with a call from Fianna Fáil Minister of State Niall Collins on Justice Minister Helen McEntee to take action after protesters wearing balaclavas gathered outside Roderick O'Gorman's house last week. The Belfast Telegraph and Irish News both give front page coverage to the reaction to Robin Swan's decision to step down as Northern Ireland Health Minister so that he can stand for election in South Antrim. One leading medic in the Telegraph says it is frustrating that the UUP MLA should decide to stand down at a time when he's battling the UK's worst hospital waiting lists, while another in the News describes the move as disappointing. Excuse me. If you're looking for a bit of fun and frivolity, you might well be drawn to the Irish Sun's lead story about Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday bash. The paper runs with a selfie taken by David Beckham of himself and his wife with the rest of the former Spice Girls doing one of their dance routines. The Mail, meanwhile, runs with a picture on its front page of the former England captain giving his wife a jockey back out of Oswald's in London, where the party was held in the early hours of the morning. We're also told that Tom Cruise did the splits on the dance floor at the party. The weekend's hurling action provides today's papers with lots of great photos and captions. Escape artists and illusionists bring the magic to opening games is the headline over Dennis Walsh's piece on the front of the sports supplement in the Times. The escape artist he's referring to is the Limerick team, who he describes as performing a David Copperfield stunt, escaping from chains in a sealed tank of water to beat Clare. Davy Fitzgerald, meanwhile, is the illusionist, who he says managed to make the crowd gasp when his Waterford team beat Cork at Walsh Park. And finally, the headline on the front of the sports supplement of today's Examiner manages to sum up the outcome of those two games in just 5 words. Champions die hard, Davy delivers.